You're at the office. Your boss asks you to inflate the quarterly projections just a little to impress the board. It's not technically lying, right? Just optimistic forecasting. Everyone does it. Your mortgage payment is due, your kid needs braces, and this job is the best thing that's happened to your career. What do you do? Most of us face dozens of these micro moments daily, small compromises that seem harmless in isolation, but gradually reshape who we become. We tell ourselves we're good people, yet 97% of us consider ourselves trustworthy, while only 75% say the same about those around us. This gap isn't accidental. It reveals our remarkable talent for justifying our own ethical lapses while judging others harshly for identical behavior. The difference between living with integrity and slowly eroding into someone you don't recognize often comes down to whether you've developed practical skills for navigating these everyday dilemmas. Why do decent people make terrible choices? Usually, it's not because we're villains. It's because we don't recognize our decisions as ethical in the first place. We're rushing through our day, operating on autopilot, rationalizing on the fly. It's just a white lie. No one's really getting hurt. I'll make it right later. These seemingly trivial compromises create precedents for larger ones, gradually desensitizing us to ethical concerns. Stanley Milgram's famous experiments proved how quickly ordinary people become capable of extraordinary harm. When instructed by authority figures to administer electric shocks to subjects who gave wrong answers, every participant continued to at least 300 volts despite visible distress. Nearly half went to the maximum 450 volts. They sweated, trembled, even had seizures, yet they kept following instructions. History offers darker confirmation. Nazi doctors transformed from healers to killers through twisted logic that reframed murder as medical procedure. Engineers at I.A. Topp & Sons designed crematorium ovens for Auschwitz capable of burning 1,500 bodies daily. One even patented an improved high-capacity design. When questioned after the war, they justified their actions as professional duty. These weren't monsters. They were professionals who made incremental compromises until they found themselves in unimaginable places. Skilled ethical thinking requires making crucial distinctions. First, separate three dimensions of any decision: what serves your self-interest, prudential, what complies with laws, legal, and what aligns with your standards of right behavior, ethical. These dimensions constantly conflict. Illegal acts may serve your interests, while unethical acts may be perfectly legal. Many confuse emotionally charged prudential decisions with ethical ones. Balancing work and family feels important enough to be ethical, but it's actually prudential. You're trading off competing values rather than distinguishing right from wrong. This confusion appears when executives pursue prudential actions, like shifting debt to boost stock prices, without considering ethical dimensions, as Enron's Andrew Fasto discovered. Next, distinguish between negative ethics, prohibitions like don't lie, and positive ethics, obligations like feed the hungry. Negative ethics create bright lines you can easily determine if you've crossed. Positive ethics create blurry lines where you struggle to know if you've done enough. The danger? Treating both identically leads to viewing all ethics as flexible. Finally, separate action-based ethics, following universal rules regardless of outcomes, from consequence-based ethics, judging actions by their results. The danger lies in inconsistently switching between approaches depending on which gives us the answer we want. We all carry ethical touchstones, guiding principles from religious, secular, and professional backgrounds that shape our moral compass. Religious traditions typically emphasize action-based ethics through frameworks like the Ten Commandments or Buddhism's Five Precepts, providing clear prohibitions while acknowledging human imperfection through repentance and redemption. Secular touchstones often embrace consequentialism, weighing principles against outcomes. While honesty is valued, most would agree that lying to protect someone from immediate danger could be justified. professional touchstones address field-specific concerns, exploitation in coaching, informed consent in medicine, confidentiality in law. Some argue professional ethics should be distinct from personal ethics, but this separation often creates internal conflict. When touchstones conflict, we must acknowledge their limitations. They rarely provide complete guidance and sometimes contradict each other. Consider Ali Hassan's struggle with nepotism in his family business. Should he hire less qualified relatives or more capable candidates? He found resolution through the Islamic concept of jihad of the self, the internal struggle to make ethical choices despite competing pressures. Reconciling different ethical touchstones leads to a more authentic moral framework. When facing dilemmas outside your code, use this three-step process. Clarify the ethical issue, create alternatives, and evaluate them. How you phrase challenges dramatically affects your thinking. Consider the mother tempted to read her son's emails. Reframing from privacy rights versus duty to protect to should I deceive my son reveals the true ethical question. Complex dilemmas are often simpler issues we've unnecessarily complicated. Once you've framed your question, generate multiple alternatives. Compliance alternatives, meeting minimum standards, elevated alternatives, what an ethical role model would do, and transformational alternatives, approaching the situation as you would with a loved one. The transformational approach involves telling your whole truth with authenticity, like honestly expressing discomfort with a racist joke while acknowledging your desire to fit in. This feels risky, but can deepen relationships rather than compromise values. Finally, test alternatives through four methods. Evaluate against your personal code, consider what your role model would do, test for reciprocity, would you want this applied to you, and examine universality. What if everyone did this? For action-based thinkers, code violations are immediately eliminated. For consequentialists, decisions become more complex, requiring evaluation of consequences, uncertainties, and trade-offs. Google's 2006 China dilemma illustrates this. Should they self-censor search results to compete effectively, potentially compromising their "don't be evil" ethos? Ethical compromise is justified when prudential benefits exceed ethical costs, though calculating this is complicated by long time horizons and uncertain outcomes. Nietzsche's thought experiment reveals our authenticity. Would you willingly relive your current life eternally with no memory of previous iterations? Those who recoil recognize uncomfortable compromises, while those who embrace it have lived more genuinely. History's moral exemplars, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, didn't consult ethical codes. Their behavior flowed naturally from ingrained values, embodying Aristotle's practical wisdom, doing right without temptation or internal conflict. Like pianists progressing from conscious finger placement to effortless performance, our ethical sensitivities can improve until following our moral code becomes second nature. The highest habit we can develop is deeply reflecting on love your neighbor as yourself, interpreting neighbor broadly. As Einstein noted, we must escape the optical delusion of consciousness that makes us feel separate by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures. This ethical growth brings practical benefits, avoiding compromising situations, choosing wiser associations, transforming temptations into character-building opportunities. The goal isn't perfection, but continuous improvement, developing habits that make ethical behavior as natural as breathing, cultivating moral character that makes compromise virtually unthinkable.